Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world. And a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go. Hey.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Atlanta.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
New York.
Where you at?
Yeah. Is it that time?
Radio.
Okay. Welcome to another edition of Monsters Radio Takeover Tuesday. It's on voters night tonight. So, all right, we're trying to see what y'all trying to do, trying to see who's going to call in, who's going to take over the show. You don't like the music that I'm spinning? Call into the show. You don't like the conversation that I'm spitting? Call into the show. You don't like what Miss Unbelievable got going on? Go fuck yourself. We just saying it right here. Takeover Tuesday. Do what you do, but do it your way. 424-243-9649. You got to press 1 if you want to be monstrous. So, all right, let's go over here and check in with the lady of the hour, Miss Unbelievable. How are you doing tonight, Mama? Hello.
You know, Miss Unbelievable is tired, but she's up in this bitch. What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
That's
all I gotta say. Take over Tuesday, voters' day. Make sure your ass got out there and voted. Election
right.
Is a lot.
Right. And encourage your friends to vote as well. I know it sounds funny, especially to some people hearing this come from me, especially if you know me when I was a youngster. You know, I used to be really anti-government, all those type of things. I was like, the vote don't count. It's bullshit. The trick in the public, it's all the same party, all these type of things. But now that I'm mature, I see, okay, we'll just say those things are real or whatever, but you still have to participate and at least try to elect some official. I don't know what to say there. Try to elect some type of, unbiased or, I don't know, for your political view representative. I think in today's day, I think we got to get out and vote. So you got to encourage your friends. Get out, do it yourself. And you know what they say, Miss Unbelievable? The most popular thing right now on social media is...
what?
I voted stickers. The selfie with I voted sticker.
I know they're selling folks those, but understand the polls have closed at 8 o'clock. So if you didn't get out and vote, you missed your opportunity. To vote, I just don't want to hear your mouth when some don't go right. And I asked you, did you vote? And you said no. I'm going to say, go fuck yourself, because this was your opportunity to get it done. Selection. I don't want to hear
right.
No nothing.
Okay, she's monstrous with it.
I'm just saying, don't say shit. I don't want to hear it. I don't want y'all to say he shouldn't have voted black folks. If I'm serious, because we lazy, and we don't think things happen. We could do it for us. If you was a felon, you could have voted if you're off your papers. Don't believe that. So some of the things that the myths that you're hearing or heard or whatever, is not true. And I think you need to invest your thoughts in the government, because they ain't going nowhere. It's going to get more corrupt and more corrupt. And so... our exercise, our ways, so we can definitely get our voice heard. Either you run for office or you get your ass out and vote. That's it. Just saying.
Right, right. From now on, when people talk about, oh, I don't like police brutality. Oh, I don't like this. And, oh, I can't believe how they're doing that. The first thing I'm going to say is, who'd you vote for? That's the first question
right.
I'm going to ask. That's the first thing we're going to start. We start holding people accountable to your damn complaint. Everybody talking about accountable to your actions. Okay, you complaining, but who'd you vote for? Get it?
I'm just saying, if you want to smoke weed and not get in trouble, you should have said, voted for that one that says legalize marijuana. That was letting you know that man legalized, wants to legalize marijuana. You see marijuana and you smoke marijuana, you better circle, because the other ones say no to that marijuana. But if you want that person, oh, damn, marijuana, okay, circle. I'm just saying.
Right. Matter of fact, we're going to get into that in just a little bit. So all right, it's Takeover Tuesday. You can call in, take over the show. You talk about voting. You talk about music. You talk about whatever you want to talk about. You dig? So let me see. What else was I finna go after before I got to the next one? I don't know. But all right, we got some new music for you guys. This right here is Anderson .Paak, Kendrick Lamar. This is called Tense right here on Monsters Radio. You dig? I think one thing that's going to be rude to ask people tomorrow is, who did you vote for? I'm just saying. And also, too, yeah, that's what I had to get at. And don't forget, if you're in California, you still got time to vote. Make sure you get out there and get involved in the political system.
I'm trying to get some fresh air. Hey, well, you got the roof out. Roof out. You know it never rains here.
That's right.
Hey, you ain't got a plan, so you're taking your pictures. You ain't got a draw, no extra retention. Paparazzi want to shoot ya. Shoot ya. Niggas dying for less down here.
For the cameras,
right.
Fuck, I'm doing fish bowling.
Right.
100,000 on the passenger. Bitch, I'm Kendrick Lamar. Respect me from afar. I was made in this image. You call me a god. Everybody in attendance. I'm about to perform. Everybody get offended by the shit I got on. Like, can you buy that nigga 900 horse? Can you drive that nigga a G5? Can you fly that nigga? I need 10 so I can look at the snakes and pose them.
I need 10.
Cause bomb head is non-disclosure.
I need 10.
So I can live with a peace of mind without niggas taking a peace of mind and peace. Still and not do fine, so fuck a fix the ticket. You pull me over and might see one of your bitches.
I got way too much to lose.
Monsters Radio Live. Takeover Tuesday. As Anderson .Paak and Kendrick Lamar is called Tense. I like this one. I like this one. Anderson .Paak, that's one of those new upcoming dudes. He's been around for a little bit, but he's really, really starting to make his mark out here. I'm really starting to become a fan of his music. I'm really starting to dig his vibe. Anderson .Paak, that's P-A-K-K, Anderson as the normal Anderson. So I miss Unbelievable. I got something special for you.
Okay.
She's like, okay, what is that? This right here is an old school artist, and he dropped a new track.
Okay.
I think you might have heard of this guy. I think you might like him. You dig? I think he came back. I listened to a lot of the album. I think the album is still his style, but it's up to date. I know some of y'all is like, will you just play the motherfucking album? Hold on, Pippin. Hold on. So I, Miss Unbelievable, here is something off the new Keith Sweat album. That's right. New Keith Sweat album. This is called Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe. I think Keith came back like a G. Look, he came back like a G. Check him out. Think he tanked somebody.
Wait.
She ready to go. I came in here with a bag and she already knows. I turn them up in this club like a radio. The Benjamin Franklin lands, make that booty go up.
Yeah.
New Keith Sweat. Take over Tuesday. Minneapolis, Minnesota. Monstrous Radio. E Monster, Miss Unbelievable. Yeah, so Jazzy won't be with us tonight, but put her in your prayer. She has a migraine tonight, you dig? And we know how that is if you deal with migraines. Migraines is a hell of a pain. The only thing I think is kind of worse than a migraine is a goddamn toothache. Don't nothing compare to a damn toothache. I'm just saying.
But, you know, you can soothe that toothache with some medicine, but I'm telling you, when you got that migraine, oh, my God. It's hell. That is, I wish that on not my worst enemy, not my worst.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because it affects, like, different things. So when I get my migraines, it goes over my eyes so I can't see.
Oh, right.
Things is blurry.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well,
you know what they say? Go ahead.
Pitch
some
black
people.
Light. I just do pitch black light. No light.
Mhm. Been there.
Nothing helps. Nothing helps. But, you know, you just gotta sleep. It's almost like that's you and God's time. God, you and God. Yeah, you just
get your ass down.
That's you and God's time.
Say your prayer and relax.
I'm like sleep. You wake up
right,
like if it's still there. Oh, that, like you wait when you go to sleep and you wake up, you be like. Is it still there? Are you trying to move real slow? And then you move, you're like, yes, it is. No, no. And then you go back to sleep because it's still
there. Right. TV be on mute. You be talking about, that's too loud, players, too loud. Motherfucker, it's on mute.
TV.
So, hey.
There is no TV on. There is TV, that's light. That's light. Nah, I'm like the gremlin. No light, no light. Bright light.
So you got a Monsters Radio weather report for tonight?
All right. So Minneapolis is sitting at 33 with some snow, y'all. Light snow. It was some flurries earlier. London is a nice night at 56. Paris is at 47. Atlanta is sitting at 59. Phoenix is 80. Dayton is 79. New York is 58. Dallas is 72. Los Angeles is 68. Kansas is 44. And there you have it, the weather.
Okay, there it is, the Monsters Radio weather report and all the our little hot spots. So, if you want your spot added to the Monsters Radio weather report, hook up with us on the Monsters and look for Miss Unbelievable and make sure you let her know what city you're in, and we'll get that for you. So, let's take over Tuesday. We're going to open up the lines here in just a little bit. We still got our Who's Bumping New and Who's Getting Fat to get to. I got some more new music. I got some mail. I don't remember. I forgot. So it is what it is. So let's see. Some more new music for you here, Miss Unbelievable. Should I play something that we got for Wet Wet Wednesday or something for the youngins? What you thinking?
I vote Wet Wet Wednesday, and then, you know, after that one, do something from the kiddos. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just mix it on up just a little bit.
Okay. Now, I think there used to be a group. I don't know. I think there used to be a group, and one of them was named Becky with the Good Hair. Well, check it out. This is her band member called Light Skin Tisha, her and B. Smith. This is called Ride Groove, Ride Good. This is some Wet Wet Wednesday music. I'm just saying, by request, as she would say, absolutely.
Absolutely.
I need a ride to go down and slide up. I hope you can handle a stick shift, babe, because you got to drive it. Try to fight it when I'm all up inside it. All up in it. Shifting the gears on my stick shift, babe. You got me excited.
for breakfast. Let me open wide, eat it up. Tickle up my spine, run back side to side. Big ship overdrive. Boy, you tryna get that pussy, new interior design. Banging, banging, wake up in it. I'ma put my back into it. No Netflix, we making movies. I'ma let you watch me do it.
Go down and slide up. I hope you can handle the stick shift, babe. Cause you gotta drive it. Don't try to fight it. Man, I'm all up inside it. Shifting the gears on my stick shift, babe. You got me excited.
We got quite a few people tuning in. We do have somebody press one. I think that's Jay Dirty. Stick with us, bro. We're going to get to you in just a little bit. So, all right, here's something for the young heads. After this, we're going to come back and do our who's bumping who and who's getting fat, also known as the entertainment news. But check it out. This right here is Tory Lanez and Triple Red. This is called Ferris Wheel. Can I say something that's real, though? Every time I see a Ferris wheel, I'm going to keep it 100. It looks like a big-ass nipple to me. I don't know why. A Ferris wheel just looks like a big ass nipple to me. So, all right, Miss Unbelievable, let them know the number they can call.
424-243-9649.
You gotta press one. Take over
two, dang. Little baby, what you call that? That's a red nose, shawty, you a dog, loop. Touch the floor with your paws, loop. Shake the fat on my loop. Little baby, what you call that? Shaking all off the wall, what you call that? Damn, little baby, what you call that? Yeah. Baby, come and get some cash. Little baby, that's a whole lot. Got me feeling like Steve Nash with a milk mustache. Mom, MVP, yeah. Baby, why you take a two seat? Yeah. Don't clap your hands, baby, clap them cheeks, yeah. Going crazy on the. Yeah. Keep dancing, happy feet.
All you Instagram girls, working, okay? I don't want to ask Julie everywhere. Do you, Jenny?
No, just like Julie. We stay lit, all that. Little baby, what you call that? That's a red nose, shawty, you a dog, loop. Touch the floor with your paws, loop. Shake the fat on my loop. Little baby, what you call that? Shaking all off the wall, what you call that? Damn, little baby, what you call that? Look, sorry. Girl, you look good when you bad at so. No, I look good when I'm bad to cash out. Shorty from the hood and I'm back in the trash out. Talk that shit, I send you back to your dad's house. I'm a rip from the Tino. I got a bad look, let me beat on the floor.
never wanna go back no more. Now my little bitch for my bitch and I'ma let her fuck off. Pull up in the newest state, I got a Bentley truck off. Got some rock on the shot like it came from this. Got 100 wild niggas that won't change for.
Hey, tell me how you like it, let me whisper in your ear. Tell you a little something you might like to hear.
You know I be with star niggas like Trippy Red. And if I whip this out, girl, you giving me.
We stay lit, all that.
Let's go,
baby, what you call that? That's the red nose, shawty, you a dog, little. Just flow with your paws, little. Shake the fat on my little. Little baby, what you call that? Shaking all off the wall, what you call that? Damn, little baby, what you call that? Yeah.
Okay. So that's Tory Lanez and Triple Red. Before that, we had Light Skin Tisha. I don't know if she's any kin to Good Hair Becky. Let's see who else we had earlier tonight. We had Keith Sweat, Anderson .Paak, and you know, hey, and I think that's about it. So I always knew music on that Minnesota vibe, but looks like we got people calling in from all over tonight. Big shout out to everybody tuning in. So all right, let's get into this. Who's bumping who? Who's getting fat? Because I'm trying to see who's trying to take over the show tonight. I'm not trying to spin all nine nights. I ain't trying to spin all nine nights.
But you jamming all nine nights. We may have to get it in all nine nights. I'm just saying. I like the new all nine nights. I'm just saying. You know, putting people in the mood tonight. But okay,
right.
So y'all know that the Migos are all done their thing. So now Offset announces solo album release date. He don't really announce it. He kind of like just saying it's going to be around his birthday. He kind of did a play on the numbers, so it'll be before 2019. Are you excited about his takeover solo project? Anybody?
I'll keep it 100, and I say this not as like to be destructive, but hopefully be constructive. I'll be honest with you, man. I mean, a couple years ago, yes, I would have been excited. He got his own album coming out, so on and so forth. But shit, all that music starting to sound the same, man. Like, change that. Okay, I guess I should wait till I hear the album. Maybe it's different. You think maybe he got Dre to do his music? I don't know. But the Keeping 100, the Offset album, don't sound much different than Amigos album.
Yeah. I'm just not a Migos fan. I mean, I liked Walk It, Like It, Talk It. But when I saw
Bad
them
and Bougie.
And Bad and Bougie, okay, those two. Okay, two out of how many? Okay, but their voice doesn't, I don't gravitate to their voice. You know how, you know, back in the day for me, it was gravitation to the rapper's voice and their lyrics would grab me. That's how I fell in love with hip hop, you know, because it was the rawness in their voice. Now it just seems like, and I'm not saying this about Offset, the rappers now sound so damn feminine, like, are you a bitch or are you a bitch or are you a man? Like, I'm so sorry. I'm just saying. There's no grit or, okay. I'll keep on going. Okay. I'm just, okay. So here we go. There's not much tonight because it's Takeover Tuesday. But if you guys was the Grammy winner, jazz trumpeter Roy Hargrove dies at 49. He had a battle with cancer and he passed away. He had a cardiac arrest. So 49 years old. That's young. So I'll tell you, man, to go get your colon checked out. Get your a man of age, you know, make sure you get to the doctors, you know, make sure, you know, you check yourself out. Don't be afraid. Make sure you're good because, you know, your loved one wants you to die. I'm just saying.
Right. This is musicians, period. I mean, keep up with your health. That's just 100. I mean, everybody else is doing it. You know what I mean? Moms at home, other people, everybody's doing it. You know what I mean? Musicians, you really need to do it. Keep it 100, especially if you're busy, you're touring. Big shout out to Superfloor. He's trying to call me right now. Especially if you're touring and doing things like that. Think about it. You're going out a lot. You're drinking a lot of liquor. Sometimes you're eating fast foods because you're on the go. You got to keep up with your body. You know what I mean? You got to take your vitamins. You got to do certain things. And that's just on the everyday man-to-man going through life type things. You know, if you work hard, strong at your job, you got to take care of your body. Make sure you're getting the right vitamins. Just don't eat the same old potatoes and green beans and ham or pork chops the same night. No, you're not getting the nutrition you're supposed to get. So, yeah, just people all around, especially musicians, take care of your body.
Yeah,
nobody
and you know,
with no
sometimes
sick-looking musician.
Yeah, sometimes you know, you musicians, y'all, you know, dabble in the little drugs here and there. And back in the day, you dabbled in them, and
know.
It just took its toll. So, I mean, seriously, your body is your temple. Your voice is what drives us to enjoy your temple. So take care of it, so we can continue enjoying all the years that your temple can produce us with great music.
Right. Okay.
So, this is so sad, and this is something that maybe we could talk about later, but an 11-year-old boy killed his grandmother and himself because he was asked to clean his room. Y'all, marinate on that.
Wait, you kind of cut out
there
at the end, or maybe I heard it wrong. Yeah, say that one more. What?
I'm going to say that again because I don't think y'all heard me correctly. 11-year-old boy killed his grandmother and himself because he was asked to clean his room. It happened in Arizona. An 11-year-old boy was asked to clean his room. He got his grandfather's gun after his grandfather chased him around the room. He was being stubborn. He decided he didn't want to clean his room. He went in there, sat down, found his grandpa's gun, shot the grandma. The grandpa tried to help, went into the room, shot himself because he was asked to clean his room. Marinate on that.
Right. See, now this could be a whole show, a whole week show all by itself. Just talking about kids today and discipline. Here's another thing to talk about. Obviously, that is an attitude issue. He can't deal with his frustrations. Another incident where a person couldn't deal with their frustrations and turned it to, I believe, a mass murder. Y'all remember the story about the kid who lost the video game tournament? I believe it was in Vegas, and went back and shot up the tournament because he lost the video game tournament.
Absolutely.
Let it marinate.
So, I'm going to let that marinate. I don't care the color of the boy's skin, but because I asked you to clean your room, you going to kill me? I'm going to let y'all let that marinate, and we probably going to talk about that on Karma Cafe. What drives you to kill? Because you don't want to, because you were told to do something that ain't going to cause you no hurt, give you, I'm going to let that go. Okay. So Sutton Tayson, I know you guys are like, who in the world is Sutton Tayson?
That's what I said.
Was shot multiple times in his garage. No arrest was made. So this young man is the ex-fiance of Angela Simmons. You know, Russell Simmons' daughter, and she was on, they're on that VH1 or, WeTV show. And so he was on there. He was outside in his garage talking to a friend of his, and it got heated. And they were saying someone, they don't know who it was, shot him. Gunned down Saturday in his garage, talking to someone. A car came by, shot him. It was the father of, like I said, Angela Simmons' baby, and I think their son is like either 4 years old, and she was engaged to him, and she broke it off, and they still remain friends. So be in prayer for that family, because another senseless shooting in Georgia.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Much condolences to the family. Oh, my goodness.
Another young boy going to be raised without his father. That's a whole nother... that's a whole nother takeover Tuesday or Karma Cafe conversation. Are these fatherless children out here, whether it be from gun violence or they're just being absent? It's ridiculous. White folks do a robocall in Georgia against Oprah Winfrey and Stacey Abrams.
Hold on, you kind of went out just a little bit. Can you start back at the top? I didn't even hear the beginning.
White folks fear Oprah and Stacey Abrams, she was the one who was running for governor in Georgia, gets called racist names in a robocall. They was called Negress and Auntie Aunt Jemima. And I'm just going to leave that right there. There you
Whoa.
Have your Takeover Tuesday. I can't even, you know what I'm saying? I ain't even gonna go into the robocall. If y'all don't know what a robocall is, that means they dial a folks number and they talking about an Aunt Jemima and a nigress. I ain't even gonna go no further than that, but that's Georgia for
wait,
you. Okay, what
wait,
I'm saying?
Hold up, wait, no, hells no.
Skirt.
Hold on, no, as Migos would say, skirt. Hells no. So you're talking about like they sent out a robotic call,
a mass call
to people saying this?
And so in the message, they were like, Oprah Winfrey the Negress is out here helping, you know, the other lady, Miss Aunt Jemima. Come on. We ain't, I'm trying to tell y'all. I ain't got nothing to say. I'ma just leave it at that. But come on, y'all. For real, we done.
Right.
We just gonna leave that right there. That was just some news that I had to share. Didn't want to go into it because I could go to a hole to the left. Miss Abrams,
right.
You know, she trying. She would have been the first black governor if she would win. She was losing when I last checked by 30% because then white folks was like, hell to the no, that niggas is not going to hold no governor seat. You don't care who you are. I'm going to get my ass out and I'm going to vote. So, Georgia, black folks, I tried to show up, but white folks showed out. I'm just saying.
Well, we'll just say the racial people showed out because, you know, you can't say all white folks in Georgia
with that.
I'm
just saying. Look, not all the white folks. Okay, let me repeat. Just the racist ones and their sisters and brothers and cousins, aunties, mamas, daddies, third cousins, self-removed. All of them. The dog.
What?
Everybody's name, the dead ones. You know, everybody. They done will grandmas and grandpas sign this right here. That nigga cannot be in office. I'm just saying.
Okay. All right, well, you know, we're going over into the other part of the show, you know, and we're about to open the lines and let you guys take over. But I did just want to touch on the vote of today. I mean, how many people out there and really actually voted? Like I had said in the beginning of the show, you know, I voted. You know, I've been voting, been involved in the voting process for the past couple of years. When I was younger, I used to strongly believe, you know, the vote, black man's vote didn't count. The government wasn't for us. You know, there's no way to win with the government, so on and so forth. But as I'm older now I understand that we can vote certain people into office to make a difference. Now, the things that she just said is a prime example for all communities, not just the urban community, the black community, but all communities. Racial people are active. They know the system. They know how to work it. They know who to put in charge when they want certain agendas accomplished. This is why you must vote. This is why you must get out and do what you do. So we know on the East Coast and the Midwest, we're beyond the time of voting. But California, Las Vegas, the West Coast, all y'all still have to get out there and vote and make that difference. I'm just saying, because from now on, when people complain about police brutality, people complain about taxes, people complain about situations in the communities, first thing I'm going to start asking your ass is, did you vote? Who'd you vote for? Get it? I'm just saying. That's not going to be a great thing to ask somebody tomorrow because it's private. You don't ask people, who'd you vote for? That could be a fight. You dig?
But then, you know what? I'm going to play the devil's advocate. Just because I vote you in don't mean that you're going to keep the agenda that you said that you was going to use or you said that you was going to do. So I know, you know, some people don't believe in voting and they're just like, you know, that's not for me. That it's okay, but understand, for those who care about the government, for those who, you know, live by that, understand it does affect you. Me personally, I don't live by what the government does. I never did, never will. But for those who do, I mean, I do exercise my right to vote because all votes count. But I don't believe that whoever I put in office will, you know, hold true to their complete agenda. They only can hold to how much they, you know, can and cannot do because, you know, every vote gets shot down or whatever. You know how the politics and how the government is ran and how it goes. But get out there and vote. It does make a difference. Your vote does count. Now, is it going to move an agenda forward? Maybe not. But if you get the right person in there and if you scream loud enough and if you, you know, believe, you know, enough, it can be done. It can be done. But I'm going to play the devil's advocate and say, hey, you know, every agenda is not going to be heard. Every agenda is not going to be fulfilled. But to be fair, and because America ain't going to be great. America was never great. So you can't bring America back great again because it was never great. We just pray that we could bring it back to be fair because racism is always going to exist in the hearts of men until God, you know, erases the racism. So it
is
what it be, and it be what it is.
Well, see, that's why they got your ass around here, because that could be another damn show. I'm just saying, that could be a comic cafe. I'm going to open up the lines. That could be a comic cafe. When was America great? Get it? Takeover Tuesday. You can call in right now, take over the show, change the discussion, talk about what you want to talk about. You can talk about you. Send in your music. We'll spin your music. Do what you want to do. It will be your radio. So let's go over here, take it down to Georgia. Let's go and check in with Jay Dirty. What's good, bro?
Was Anna Whitson.
Same old shit. This is a monstrous night. Takeover Tuesday. That's me. How you feeling, Miss Unbelievable?
I'm feeling, you know, man, I'm all right, a little tired. Walk along hard with them badass kids. Love them to death, but they keep me going.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you.
So, all right, you got anything you want to pop off tonight there, Jay Dirty?
I mean, I heard a lot of shit said over the last, like, 30 seconds. I'm just trying to process it all. Goddamn.
Okay.
I mean, shit, I heard some motherfuckers saying that a guy that either one or maybe a group of five racist little white kids in Georgia sent out some mechanical goddamn message like that's some big majority of motherfuckers in Georgia wanting to go burn crosses in Stacey Abrams' yard. And that shit, and then I heard motherfuckers talking about they ain't ever going to do what the government, they don't like the government, they don't want to do nothing the government say, but they vote Democrat, which means they want more government, which didn't make any sense. So I don't really know what's going on with people, though, and where their mind space really be at. But all I know is I hope that that motherfucker do not win down here in Georgia. I want the red to win down here because all I know is I heard her gun restriction laws. I didn't like that shit. I don't like nothing. She wants to raise all the taxes up on folk down here. I don't like that shit. Me being a working man down here, I don't like none of that. gonna fuck my paycheck up. Fuck that. I don't. That's mm-hmm. for all them government assistant motherfuckers. I work hard for a living. I don't want my check being dot. No, I don't like none of that shit. All the racial shit you bring into the, I don't like none of that shit. All the Democratic Party do is bring racism. They bring socialism. They trying to bring communism and Marxism back. I don't rock with none of that shit. They all got their social little agenda. Not with me. And I used to be all with it. Grew up Democrat. But no, ma'am, I ain't fucking with none of that shit. It ain't got nothing to do with the color of her skin. It's got to do with the shit this bitch saying, and I don't fuck with none of that shit. And I ain't saying the motherfucker on the other side is a fucking god either. Hey, I don't really rock. I'm a conservative. I'm all the way center anyway. I don't rock with the left or the right. All I know is I damn sure don't want no Democratic people winning the Senate over, because if they do, this country's going to hell in a motherfucking handbasket, and that's what I do know. And I don't know about Republicans if they're going to save it. I don't know about them motherfuckers on the alt-right either. They might be some Klan motherfucker. I don't know nothing about them motherfuckers either. But all I do know, I do not want no goddamn Democratic motherfuckers running the Senate, because we all going to hell if that happens. That's what I do know for a fact. But I don't trust Republicans like that either, so don't get it twisted. I'm a conservative. I'm in the center, so I don't. Yeah, I like
right,
to get that facts conservative.
Well, he said he's going to throw away the whole party. Now, I don't know much about what's running down there in Georgia, but one thing I do know, it's going to be kind
of
hard.
Shit.
She's trying to put some. It's going to be kind of hard.
She's bringing the racial tension.
She's bringing
the racial tension with her campaign, and it's dividing everybody in the state a lot worse than. That's what the Democratic Party been doing ever since Trump got elected. Matter of fact, it kind of started with Obama. But we kind of let that slide, though, because that was the first black president, though. So, you know, we kind of wanted to see where that went at. But then after that shit, when he didn't do anything for the urban communities like he said he was going to do, it kind of – I thought that, you know, the community actually would have learned more from that experience than what they're doing right now in Georgia with this lady, just based on the color of her skin. They're trying to, like, jump ship. But I'm like, y'all do need to really just sit back and actually look at and compare the two belief systems, what you're dealing with, though, you know, because, I mean, you really, Democratic people, they want more government influence. They want bigger government to control more of the state. They want government to control more of the individual's rights. And we don't want that shit. We want the state to control the individual or the state's rights. We don't want the government coming down here. We don't want more government than what we already got. That's what the Democrats are pushing. We don't want them more in our business. We don't want that damn shit. And if you actually do the research and look at Stacey Abrams' campaign, all the money she's gathered from her campaign, a big majority of her money came from federal influence. So government and big racial radical organizations that's funding her, that's just not cool. Like, so we don't – and if you look at the dude she's running against, he has a very small percentage of campaign money that comes from just hard-working Georgia citizens, people that, like me, that work, you know, for a living and donate to him. Like, he don't have a big number of money like she got, if you look at the percentages, because she's getting a whole – and she's not even from Georgia, bro. And she done lost twice in another election outside of Georgia. Like, I don't want her down here like that for the old damn government. It ain't got nothing to do with her color. It's just I don't like it. Being a Georgia citizen, I don't like nothing she's finna do to us down here. We don't want more government down here. We don't want it. You take that shit where the fuck you came from, goddammit. We don't want more government in our business down here. We don't want her taking my guns away. Fuck out. We don't want that shit down here. We don't want her raising our goddamn taxes up. No, we don't want that shit. Take that somewhere where they wanted that, like California, that love Democrats. Take that shit to New Jersey where they love it. Take that shit somewhere over there. Don't bring it. We don't want that shit down here in the South. We don't want it in Georgia. Take that shit somewhere else, man. We don't want it.
So, hey, bro, let me ask you this. Here's a good question, because there's a party that, you know, I was trying to run with before, and it seems like they just phased the fuck out. I seen one or two on my poll today when I went and voted. What happened to the Independent Party? What happened to the – wasn't there a party called the Green Party or one party or something else, one or another? Well, wasn't there, like, different parties that started up other than just the Democrats and Republicans?
Yeah, well, what happened is in the last few years since Trump got elected, the independents, what happened was the Democratic Party ended up bullying a lot of them into submission, you know, by labeling them as racist or bigots or sexist or homophobes or Islamophobes and all these different titles they throw on people that have a different viewpoint than them. And what happened is they they bullied a lot of them into submission because the left, the Democratic people, they like to use a lot of titles to, like, let's say that me and you have a disagreement right now about a viewpoint politically, right? What the Democratic Party would do to me if I disagreed with you, put like a shitload of labels on me being a white man from Georgia. They would tell you that I'm a racist, I'm a bigot, I'm a Klansman, I endorse Trump, and that I fucking hate black people and mess. They would tell you all of this shit about me, though. Like, they absolutely know my life. All because we had a disagreement on one policy or another or whatever, you know, they would actually tell you. And they would make you believe it, though, because they're very hardcore. I mean, if you look at Antifa, they're very hardcore about pushing their agenda. They would make you actually believe that I'm a devil and that I fucking want you to die. Like, they would literally, that's what they do over there. We don't do that shit over on the other side. We don't sit there and try to shove shit down nobody's goddamn throat. We don't call everybody. What happens is the left doing this shit so much, and what happened, what we're seeing this year, is that, no, the Republicans are actually starting to push back, which they wasn't doing that before, because what happened is every time they try to do that shit, all these labels would get thrown on them. Their Twitter accounts would get deleted. They would get called a racist. They'd be boycotted. They'd get all these different some of them even got sued and took the court. Like, all this would happen because the left, they're on their last leg, basically. The Democratic Party know they don't have a lot of hold anymore in the country, because people are literally starting to wake up to the fact that Democratic people have been holding minorities down in this country for a long time, keeping them as victims to control the vote. So people are starting to wake up to that shit, and what happens is they know they're on their last leg and they're losing a lot of leeway. So they're kind of like trying to go out swinging type shit or whatever, though. So they've been a lot more radical nowadays, which is why you have a lot of these radical groups out here doing protests, like Antifa, going out and actually physically harming people at peaceful protests. They'll just show up with these black things on their face and all that. And they'll actually, even if somebody's a racist with a swastika on their arm, they're not out there being violent. Antifa will actually show up and go entice them and actually put hands on people. And that's the anti-fascist people. And that's these are all left people. It ain't just blacks or whites. It's white liberals. It's radical black folks and Black Lives Matter. It's all these radical people on the left. It's all different colors. Just left people in general, Democratic people. They're all radical. They are bringing the most racism, the most division, and the most hate to this country I've ever seen in a long time. And it's actually sickening, bro. Considering how the fuck I grew up and where I live at, shit. How do you think I'm finna walk out in public with the viewpoints I got? I gotta worry about a motherfucker rolling up on me and shit, though, because they so racist over there, bro. They don't know no better. It's crazy that the Democratic Party's been able to brainwash the communities like that, but god damn, cuz. I thought the same way last year. I feel like Democratic people do now. I felt like that last year, just last year. Matter of fact, earlier this year, my mind literally just got changed because I started looking at facts more than I did my feelings. And I stopped looking at people around me and how they was thinking. I quit following the group mindset of thinking. I started thinking for myself, and I'm like, well, shit, I don't have to like this goddamn shit just because everybody I know don't like this shit. I think it's cool. I actually started thinking for myself, and when I started doing that shit, now I got all these labels on me, bro. People calling me a racist, a bigot, a sexist, a homophobe, Islamophobe. You put a goddamn phobe on the internet, motherfucker, or ism, they calling me that shit. So that's some foul shit that the Democratic Party be doing. I don't like that shit, man.
Well, they always say anytime you become a stand-up guy for anything, you become a target. I'm just saying, it's just period. Whenever you stand up for something you believe in, you got to be prepared to become a target. So, So it looks like that's our Takeover Tuesday. I want to get to this track. The big homie, Super Floyd, him and True Thought mainly did an interview with us a while back. He was trying to call me. I couldn't get to his call, but I'm still going to show him some love anyway. I'm going to play one of their tracks. I'm going to let Miss Unbelievable figure out which one we're going to play. So, all right, let's see. Any last words on Takeover Tuesday before we get up out of here? Start with
let's go, make sure we get that good bumping music that roll up out of here, because, you know, this was a good conversation. Each person has their own views, and I like that. No argument, no nothing like that. Everybody's showing their views. That's what's up. Just know it's your duty to be whoever, represent whoever you like, whether you're Democrat, whether you're Republican. Just know, you gotta vote. Your vote gotta be heard. You gotta stand on your own truth. And once you do that, you be straight. Stand on your own truth. Understand who you are. Understand who you believe. And then roll with it. Because can't nobody take that away from you. That's all I gotta say.
You better tell them.
Okay, you got anything, Jay Dirty?
Nah, man, I'm gonna shut the fuck up.
All right, I'm gonna promote two shows here. There are two upcoming shows, but I want to say something before this happens. And this happens, seems to happen to me a lot. I don't know why, but I could be somewhere. I could be next to somebody and be like, okay, let me open up my phone. Let you get my contact. Let me get to my Facebook, blah, blah, blah. Right? I want to know if this happened to anybody else. I open my shit up. It might be Instagram or whatever, and there always be some naked, nasty shit. Some old freaky, maybe dirty pervert shit as soon as I open up my phone. I just tried to get these information for these flyers, and I tried to find her email, and as soon as I go to my messenger, it's just a big old ass, naked ass. Somebody send me a video or something. I don't know what it is, but it's just a big old ass. I'm like, damn, I'm glad I'm just on this side by myself. It's unbelievable.
It might not even
be
her ass.
Break and be like,
it might be a Google ass.
Life of Iman, though, I tell you. Well, check it out. This right here is some events coming up here in the Twin Cities. Red Knight Exclusive and Ice House Studios presents December 1st. It's a $5 admission to Deck the Horse Hip Hop Rap Show. It's going to be hosted by Mr. LG Double I. I know him. That's the big homie. Hosted by DJ Cooley and... or music by DJ Cooley, my bad, and DJ Tank Sinatra. It's going to be at 4th Avenue. Trying to read where this says this is at. It says, nope, it's at Cheetah's Bar, a.k.a. Peanut Bar. I'm going to post a thing on the Monstar page. You can check that out. They got some nice little lineup. Looks like they, Mr. LGWI is hosting and performing. We got JG, Keita Lachey, and Mastermind. Oh, they goes in. Cash Lane, Seth Daddy Dollars, 21-plus event. Doors open at 7, and the show time is at 9. The other event I got for y'all is November 23rd. It's the Drip event. It's featuring Young Nook. We interviewed him on here with Little Flip. He's the Little Flip's artist, so make sure you check him out. You, I Got It. Hey, that's what the dude's name is. I'm just reading this. I'm not talking funny. Two-Tone, Everell, The Alien, Cast Me Out, LGII, he's performing that night too, Clean Slate, Chuck Blaze, Deuce Cobain, Tia Jones, and Flawless. Oh, snap. Flawless, she goes in as well. She did an interview over here at Monsters Radio. So those are some events coming up. Make sure you check those out. And if you tell them Monsters Radio at the bar, you'll get a free glass of tap water. You just tell them it's unbelievable, sent you.
Really? Tell her to put some lime in it.
So I let's see. So I Miss Unbelievable. So we got some Super Floyd and Truth I Mean coming up next. Let's see, which one should we play? Should we play this Blue Magic? This Is That Sound? AMPM? Which one you feeling?
AMPM sound.
Because it's all about that magic, baby. I take the magic because it's all about that magic, baby.
Okay, we're going to rock it out with this. Super Floyd, Truth I Mean, Blue Magic, Monsters Radio.
You made a promise, man. You made me to the promise, man. You made me, yeah. Stick to the promise, man. You made me, whoa. I will love you the best I can, yeah.
Blue magic, blue moon. I created my own reality. Candles lit, vibes high. As I take in the energy from the most high. Paint a picture, images living, my brain is epic. Take a look at my sigil power, I'm so connected. Infinite when I feel the power, it's one connection. I'ma build in my nigga Tetris, I make my matrix.
I will love you the
magic.
I will love you the
blue.
I will love you the
magic.
Melanin magic, and sometimes I'm a bad habit like a drug. IV in my arms and shit is so damn priceless. Fire blazing, flames, blue, gold, green, and it's amazing. Look up high, see the sparks as they fall down and multiply. Evil arise, and I won't let it. I sprinkle it with blue magic. It melts away, cause this potion is so damn tragic. I flip a coin and you disappear with no trace. It's only magic, so baby, don't be afraid of me.
Blue. Magic. Blue.
It'll be the second full moon of the month, making it extra powerful. Sensitive people like yourselves can start to feel the effects of the full moon well before the actual event itself. So just this time in general, it's just a very energetically powerful, transformative time where you can make great strides in progress.
Hot to bless all you niggas.
Bless you.
Hot to bless all you bitches.
Bless you.
My virtue filled all the bleachers.
All the bleachers.
And I ain't got time for y'all leech. No. Don't say I'm insane, cause I know the game. Created my own lane, now they call me lame. What the fuck is y'all talking? Y'all niggas insane. I can feel the power every time you speak my name.
So